Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome. Rounding down another week, and not an uneventful week. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, the safe haven and fallback position for Patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and I got my bride here, Lady Liberty. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there, and welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah.
Where,
yes.
Well, this is the era for being fired up.
Absolutely. Watching this Kyle Rittenhouse trial unfold, boy, that's got some folks fired up. But basically, the defense rested yesterday. I guess now it just goes to the jury. It's going to be in the jury's hands, unless the judge rules a mistrial with all the shenanigans that the prosecutor did with prosecutorial, what they call it, misconduct.
Right.
And things that were clearly laid out that could have an adverse effect on the trial that the judge made very clear that the prosecutor snuck out there anyway. So we'll see where it goes. I mean, this is going to be... And the last, I haven't heard anything different. The judge said he would take that. They moved for a mistrial, the defense did. And he said, I will take your motion under advisement. In other words, I'm going to stick that in my back pocket. I'm not saying yes or no.
Right. Yep.
So, you know, we'll see. But, this is going to be a very pivotal case, because this is the first time that shots were fired on the streets of America in a gun fight between patriots and communist revolutionaries.
That's
in American
right.
streets.
Yep.
We have had people use firearms to defend themselves while being attacked, you know, with skateboards and so on. So this is a different level. This is shots being fired.
Right.
And the patriot being prosecuted. So.
Well, and that's the thing is clearly it's a case of self-defense. I mean, we all watched the video.
Oh, sure.
Right? And so, I mean, yeah. You can see that he was, every single case, I mean, every single time, he was drawn on first, or he was, you know, there in the middle of swinging something before he did anything to
exactly.
protect himself.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's obvious when you can see it for yourself, right? And so the fact that he's even the one on trial shows that we are in a communist coup right
it
there.
It pretty much wipes out, makes moot the whole argument about 17-year-old shouldn't even have, he shouldn't even be in possession of.
Right. That's, you know,
which actually.
That's a distraction. That's a diversion tactic, actually,
yeah.
because they have nothing and they know it.
Exactly. A 17-year-old can be in possession of a firearm if they are hunting.
Well, if we have seen many times where children are left at home and you know, there's like a murderer that breaks into their house.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And kids, 13-year-olds have had to, have had to actually defend themselves, and they have shot intruders.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, that's so. Age makes no difference. Every single person alive has the right to defend themselves, and with lethal force if necessary.
Yeah.
So
and he made very clear his whole intent was to help people with medical aid if they need it, but he had a firearm on him in case he was forced to defend himself.
Right.
And you're in the middle of communist revolutionaries rioting, looting, burning, arsoning.
Yeah, that's right.
The arsonage that was taking place.
Right.
And, you know, there's potential there for bad stuff to happen. And why shouldn't a 17? Look, if you look at the Founding Fathers' intent, who is the militia? 15 to 50 years old.
Yep.
You know, many of them argued. Some said it's every able-bodied American who can carry a firearm is physically able. Well, that's fine, too. And I agree with that as well. But kind of the common standard was 15 to 50. That is the militia. And this is, if there was ever a time when all able-bodied males 15 to 50 should be rolling out with arms to defend their homeland, it would be in the cases like what we saw with the Antifa, clearly a communist revolutionary organization. I mean, they're communists. And so anti-fascists.
Well, and that's the weird part is that they claim to be anti-fascists, and yet they don't even know what fascism is.
Right.
You know, I mean, they can't even, right. They couldn't even define it. They just think it's anything that they don't like. You know, anything that they don't like is fascism.
I mean, they're wearing, you know, a hammer and sickle on their helmets and their clothing and flying, you know, communist flags, and the anti-fascist came right out of, you know, right out. They were communists in Germany that were resisting. They were pro-communists, advocating for communism in Nazi Germany, and they were saying, "Down with socialist / fascism!" Right? We need communism.
Right.
And they even fly the same flag. It's just inverted.
Well, the thing is I wish I could speak to Antifa and tell them, if you guys are truly Antifa, tell me what a public-private partnership is. And how come you're not out there attacking public-private partnerships? Because right. That is the definition of fascism right there. I mean, it doesn't get any more clear than that. And are they complaining about public-private partnerships? No, they probably couldn't even tell you what that is or what that means.
They're like, we don't know. They just pay us to wreak havoc.
Right. And so, you know, all of that is covered in my book, The Perils of Sustainable Development. And by the way, that book needs to experience a resurgence because
Agreed.
It was written in 2012. But my gosh, we are facing the same exact headlines again.
It's coming to life.
Through this climate change, all these climate change initiatives and governmental actions being perpetrated by the communists.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to we need to re-release that.
We do. Because it's still...
We need to get up on Amazon where it can get in front of thousands of people.
Right.
But here's the other thing, too. We need to make an audio book of that for as much as you can.
Agreed.
Yeah. Maybe some of the charts and stuff you could have posted on a website so somebody could go and refer to what it is that you're describing.
Right.
But, oh my gosh, it's mind-blowing.
That book, I have so much in there that none of the other so-called Agenda 2130 experts have even touched on yet. They haven't even discovered any of that stuff yet.
Yeah.
And so there, I mean, half of it is still untouched.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, from the rest of the community. But
you guys in the listening audience who don't, we need to, you know, I need to do a re-interview with you like we did actually years ago. And when we had different lives, and we had intersected at a Patriot event, and I thought this is fascinating, the book that you wrote, and I wanted to hear more about it, so I brought you on to Radio Free Redoubt to interview you. What, 7 years ago?
Yeah,
and we were just you know, kind of involved in some of the same circles, and I had heard your name, and I thought, well, this is amazing, this book, but it needs to come back, but. So Lady Liberty here is the author of The Perils of Sustainable Development. She's been on like dozens and dozens of, you know, interviews, radio interviews across the country, has spoken in front of tens of thousands of people over the years about the perils of sustainable development, what that is, the dangers of the United Nations, the roots of it, and connecting all of the dots, which nobody else has done the way that you've done, and is definitely one of the top foremost experts on the United Nations, the roots of it, and the dangers of it. You like a little hidden gem that just kind of hasn't blossomed yet. I mean, we need to re-release that.
I agree, and I, you know, I never expected it to be as relevant as it is again today.
Well, it's this new climate initiative.
Yep.
The concerted effort from around the globe and a lot of the players that are like key players pushing it today, you identified in 2012,
right?
You know, 9 years ago in your book.
Right.
And now all their efforts are now they're starting to come back to the surface again. And people don't, they think they're new. They don't know who these people are, that they've actually been involved in this for right. that long.
Well, and some of the most important players are like Nancy Pelosi. I mean, I've got yes. I've got her testimonies, her old testimonies all over my book.
Yeah.
And she has always been a huge mover and shaker behind this whole UN globalist yep. agenda. And she's responsible for bringing in a huge amount of it into the United States.
Yeah, she's the face of the United Nations.
Yep.
That's
for
the
America.
Poster girl yep. for the United Nations. Most people don't even realize that.
This That's right.
is not about Republican and Democrat anymore. Right. This is about American versus communist.
She even
versus globalist.
She even gave material to Clinton, to President Clinton, before he even initiated anything, he used her stuff.
Right.
And so,
well, yeah, all of these guys, the Democrats at those high level are puppets of another agenda. Other people are controlling those puppet strings.
Right.
And Nancy Pelosi is one of those.
Oh yeah.
It's amazing how much power that she has that she's just the Speaker of the House.
Yep.
No, there's more than that. And, so, you got my wheels turning there. We need to re-release that and do an audio book of it too.
Yep, I'm all for it.
It's huge.
Yep.
I was just thinking with the climate initiative now. That is the train that is.
Well, especially with rolling. the Belt and Roads Initiative that they're claiming as the infrastructure bill right now. You know, there so much of that money is going to fund the climate change
yes.
initiatives.
That's
and stuff.
What took down Australia.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
So, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. Let's do the word of the day now.
Yes, quickly. We better get to it. Okay. So, and glad to do so. So the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Psalm 37, verses 1 through 4, which read, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." So that's what that is. And it truly isn't, I mean, that is such a great word for today, because this is what we're pressed with. You know, don't fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Because they will be cut down like grass.
Yep.
And
yep.
and so that is, you know, when we're always wondering or thinking, how long is this going to last? You know, this attack on our nation. What these people are so wicked and so evil and lawless. And
yeah.
And yet we are to trust in the Lord. You know, yep. we. At this point, this is the point where Satan is being released upon the world stage, right?
Oh, yeah.
And all of this has to happen. Jesus says this. He says, "Don't worry, you know, for I have overcome the world."
Right.
You know, and that's where we trust and we go, okay, well, that's thank goodness for that. And our joy doesn't come from the world. So all these things to keep in mind, and we trust in him because mm-hmm. he does have this. But it all has to happen. There's no saving any of it. There's no saving it.
Right.
It's all in his hands because it has to come to an end. There's a point of the harvest and
yes.
that harvest has to happen. And, so this is the proving ground. This is the time and the place where people are showing the Lord what they're made of.
And we just happen to have a front row seat on what was foretold would happen.
Right.
Long ago, and how many people longed to see that? Or the day that we're living in now.
Yep.
How many people were hoping that they would actually watch that unfold? And it is unfolding. And it's hard to watch because it's just insanity. I mean, it's like,
oh, yeah.
It's like watching somebody sit there and just smash each one of their fingers with a hammer and you just wince.
I know.
You know? But you can't stop them. And, or like somebody, actually, one of the best descriptions of this regime that's in place with Biden. In that position, in that office, they said, "I feel like every time he comes out with some new executive order or something, I feel like I am tied to a chair watching a toddler with a loaded gun
right.
playing with it."
Yep.
And I'm like, that is just so brilliantly put. That's
yeah.
exactly what it feels like watching this happen.
That's right.
And so, again, you know, you've got to trust the Lord. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason. Matter of fact, a child could see the insanity of today And I've got an audio file that we're going to play in segment two.
Right.
The second grader, a girl who's been suspended 36 or 38 times for not wearing a mask. And she gives a speech that she says she wrote.
It's a knockout. It's a knockout.
It is just, it makes you feel like there's hope. You know, right. But a second grader can see the insanity of all of this. And we're just talking about masks. We're not even talking about the economics and the destruction of our businesses and middle class and, you know, our economy. It just all of it, just the all the different facets of it. So that's right. Really cool. But we'll go ahead and take a break. But first, what was that scripture? One more time.
Okay. So the word of the day was from Psalm 37, verses 1 through 4. And Psalm 37 is fairly short. I would encourage you to read the whole thing. It's excellent.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that. And I'm also remiss. Every year, I throw out a happy birthday to our Marine Corps. I wasn't in the Marines. I was in the Army. But I have a lot of Marine friends. And so the Marine Corps birthday was Wednesday the 10th. And then the other thing I always mention, and I didn't yesterday, I could not believe it, was Armistice Day or Veterans Day. And that was November 11th. Armistice Day was yesterday was 103 years since the treaty was signed to end World War I. And they originally called it Armistice Day, but it later became Veterans Day. But that treaty was signed on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
Wow.
In 1918. So yesterday, November 11th, was Armistice Day or Veterans Day. So thank you all for your service out there. God bless you guys. And I'm sorry I didn't mention that yesterday. But let's go ahead and take a break. This segment two, brought to you by Prepping 2.0. And Glenn is doing better. He's breathing.
He's off the ventilator.
Own. Yep. And
wow, somebody survived the ventilator. Yep.
Lots
God
of prayers.
Bless him.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, thank you guys for your prayers. But Prepping 2.0, I'm sure they're going to be up and running just as quick as they can again. You can still go back and listen to their archives, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. This is The Morning Commute. Stay right there.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Hi everyone, John Jacob Schmidt here. On behalf of myself and Lady Liberty, we thank you all for the opportunity to expand our reach and for requesting to have us on the radio daily. Unfortunately, with the exciting growth also comes growing costs. If you have a business, organization, or other enterprise, and you'd like to help us get your name out there by partnering with us and helping us to offset some of our production costs, contact us at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com to find out how. Again, that's johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com.
Is it too much to ask that we fulfill these obligations of citizenship? If we think so, we should read again the history of the founding of this nation and consider the hardships of the people who made possible our freedom. They felt that no challenge was too great if freedom was at stake. That spirit carried them on. It created for us the foundation of our great heritage. We have seen it flare up and burn brightly in every national emergency, on the battlefields and at home. The socialists, the communists, and their followers would like to see the American spirit extinguished.
All right, welcome back to the break, or welcome back from the break. Let's do it that way. Thank you guys for joining us. Hey, I want to remind you, now, we finally got the affiliate link fixed for PrepCom, the DMX40. You want a great Christmas idea? The DMX40 is a Morse code encoder and decoder, uses low power, high frequency on the 40 meter band. And
you don't have to have any radio equipment. It's its own transceiver.
Exactly. Yeah. It is a built-in transceiver, which is beautiful. Yep. And it automatically encodes and decodes with just a keyboard. You just type, and it goes out in Morse code.
Yep.
And very cool. You can hook it up to another transceiver, though.
Yeah.
So you can just use it as a Morse code keyer and decoder, and then be able to tune in on other bands. But it's self-contained on the 40-meter band on its own. So that's a really cool thing. So go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com or Amron.com and click on that DMX40 little transceiver there on the right-hand sidebar. It is so slick. And
because you don't even have to know Morse anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, with that, it does it all for you.
Yep. You don't have to be a general class licensed operator anymore either. You can just be a technician. So this is just really popular with a lot of folks. Really slick. So we're all excited that that's up there. It's because that affiliate link gives you guys a discount too for everything you order on that. Okay. Now you've got a listener letter. It sounded very familiar as you were reading it to me.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Yes. First of all, I want to say we love getting letters from our listeners, and we've got some very devoted listeners all the way around the nation, and we just love hearing from you guys. So anytime you want to write to us at themorningcommute7am@gmail.com, and that's the number 7am. And so this letter is really cool. Wanted to share that with you. It reads, "Good morning, LL and JJS. I wanted to voice some concerns that have been on my mind. After seeing the current situation we are in as a country now, we as citizens should be very concerned. Most have forgotten that a coup happened last year in November 2020. Contrary to what most believe, the U.S. was taken over by communist China. This country is no longer a republic. We are 12 months in since the stolen election, and no stand has been taken by anyone in any office or otherwise. If the communists hold off a few more months, there is no recourse. Seems that the election audits have also been pushed aside and will soon be erased from history. All is working out as planned by the enemy, with little to no pushback from the American citizens. Dive deeper, and it's obvious to see that our media is state-run. FBI, DOJ, and most of the courts are corrupt, again with little to no pushback from the citizens. Let's not forget about the invasion at the border. Anyone who cares to open their eyes can see we are being invaded by the enemy. All compliments to our new regime in charge. My dad, who was killed in the military while defending this country, would not understand why America has not fought back. You will never win by being polite in fighting the communists. It's not how this works. If this was simple, we would not have to go to war to fight Hitler. We would not have had to go to war to fight Hitler. We could have stayed home, made some signs, protested, and went about our daily lives. Most people are still questioning and surprised at all the draconian measures being taken by this current regime. I constantly hear questions like, why are they doing this? What are they thinking? This makes no sense. Are they purposely trying to destroy us? It's all very simple and out there on public display for all to see. Yes, they are. This current regime is destroying us from every angle. This is their agenda. As long as we stand aside, keep quiet, comply, and go about our daily business, they are happy. I bet even they, the current regime, are surprised at how simple it was to take down America. They probably wish they did it years sooner instead of waiting until now. Astonishingly, all with no shots fired and no real pushback from the citizens. I have constantly prayed to God for guidance and help on this matter, but I'm starting to think that God might be saying it was not important enough for the American people to fight and save itself from evil. Then why should I step in to save everyone? Sorry for the long rant. Hope you both have a good day. Concerned American citizen."
Nice.
So we wanted to thank him for that. And
that sounds like someone who's been listening to The Morning Commute every day.
Yes, it is. Faithful listener. So that's awesome.
He's not alone. There are so many people who feel this way.
That's right.
That, you know, it's just, I appreciate somebody just sitting down. And a lot of times we think off the top of our head and we're responding and to stories and things that are unfolding. And, you know, it's always nicer when you can sit down and really clearly think out your thoughts, structure your thoughts, you know, coherently and write them down.
Right.
You know, and, So that, you know, that's a good summary of where we all feel, where most of our listening audience sees this, you know. But once again, we're told this is going to come, and it's about, you know, relying on the Lord, turning to look into Him, and there
and,
you go.
And yet still stand and fight. Fight evil where we can.
Yeah,
and,
you don't lay down and say, oh, well, this is just supposed to happen and just check out. We have a duty. We have an obligation to stand against evil and wickedness and speak the truth.
Bring on that group of attorneys that's going to start filing charges against these illegal communists. I want to see it done.
Me too.
Yep.
Me too. So we don't have enough time to get to this audio file of this the second grade girl. And but you know what? I'm going to hang on to it. Unfortunately, we had some things come up last Sunday. We were not able to do a Sunday night podcast. We're hoping to be able to do that, you know, Monday or Tuesday. And it just so much happened this week. It was just not possible. So there will be a Sunday night podcast this coming Sunday night. And I am going to play that then. So don't
miss out because that is exceptional.
Yeah, a lot of really great stuff to cover.
It'll get you cheering without a doubt.
Yep, indeed. Okay, so you know, this guy from Pfizer, or was this Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, says that people that are putting out misinformation about the COVID vaccine are criminals, and we agree.
Oh, totally.
So we're wondering when he's going to turn himself in.
That's right. We want to see the arrests on all these CDC people start happening, as well as all the major mass media.
Exactly. I've got a list that we don't have time to get into. Maybe we'll touch on it on segment four about all of the misinformation that guy Bourla has put out about the vaccine.
That's
it
right.
is criminal.
That's
absolutely
right.
what they're doing. So, you know, there's obviously a lot more we can get into on that. We're not going to have time, but
I'm sure the victims of this so-called vaccine, the death and maiming shot, would love to be able to charge those people with misinformation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They've set it up, though, so that they're just slick. They can't be charged. They can't be held accountable. That needs to change.
I agree.
Right now. All right. We're out of time. You guys have a blessed, safe rest of the day and an awesome weekend. Join us Sunday night for the podcast. And if not, Monday morning right here at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a fantastic, fired up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.